I hear that you're all very fortunate. You're going to be going, Emet Hashem, on a big trip this week to Poland, to Kivrei Tzadikim. So you've actually selected the right week to go. Because we know in this week's Parsha Shelach Lecho, it's written that when the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, Vayali Banegev, Vayuvoi Ad Chevroi. They went up to the Negev, Vayuvoi, and he went Ad Chevroi. And Rashi tells us, what does this refer to? Kolev Levadoi Hulach Lashom. Kolev went by himself to Chevroi, V'nishtatach Al Kivrei Ovois. Kolev went to Davin in Ma'oz HaMachpele by the Kvorim of the Ovois. Shelo Yehei Nisus Lechaveirov Liois Ba'atzosom. That he shouldn't be persuaded to listen to the other Meraglim and to go along, do and say what they were doing. So this is the first Makar which stated many Sforim. Where do we find an inyan of going to Davin by Kivrei Tzadikim? The answer is we find it in the Torah. This week's Parsha, we find it in Parsha's Shelach Lecho. This is the very first mention. We see that Kolev went specially to Chevron, to Davin, because he knew you daven by Kvorim of Tzadikim, that Tzadikim in Shemayim, the Ma'oire Rachmim, they beseech on our behalf. So this is what we learn from this week's Parsha. There is also another very important reason why one goes to Kvorim of Tzadikim, especially you'll be going in Yemetz Hashem to Krukah, there you'll go to the Cave of the Ramu. In Lublin, you have the Cave of the Mahashal. These are not just Stam Mir Gedolim. The Ramu, we know, is one of the most important Gedol HaChroinim, who every single Yid, every single day of his life, is conducting himself according to the rulings, according to the Psukim of what the Ramu has written in Shulchan Aruch. Mashal as well, also from the greatest of the poskim of the Gedolim, who they lived about 500 years ago. And when you come there to these Kvorim, you realize something else. There's a famous story of the Chazon Ish. We know at the beginning of the foundation of the State of Israel in 1948, there was a big clash between the Derech HaTorah and what the Israeli government wanted. And the Prime Minister, the first Prime Minister, went to meet with the Chazon Ish. And he said to the Chazon Ish, and he said, listen, I understand you have your Torah, but we have our state. And who says that we have to give in to you? Perhaps you should give in to us. Now the Chazon Ish realized who he was talking to, so he couldn't explain to him, yeah, but Talmud Torah keneged kilom, therefore you've got to give in to us, because he knew, well, understand what he's talking about. So the Chazon Ish said to him as follows, I'll explain to you why you have to give in to us. And he said, there's a Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, what's the halacha if you have a very narrow road and you have two wagons going along the same road in opposite directions, and they meet face to face, and there isn't room for one wagon to go round and bypass the other wagon. So one of the two wagons is going to have to reverse and turn around. Now today, when your car is very easy, you just put the car into reverse and you reverse. But when you have a horse and a wagon, you know, and the horse is hitched up to the front of the wagon, you've got to unhitch that horse, and then sometimes you haven't got how to hitch him to the other side of the wagon, you've got to turn the wagon around. If it's a narrow road, it's not so easy. So you have here two wagons are on a collision course. One of them has got to give way. So everything is in the Torah. Tells us the Gemara, who has to give way to whom? Says the Gemara, if one of the wagons is a loaded wagon, a heavy wagon loaded with schoira, and the second wagon is an empty wagon, then the empty wagon has to give way to the loaded wagon. Said the Chazon Ish, I hear what you're saying. We have a collision course here. between the Torah and the state, the new state. And you're saying, who says you have to give way? Perhaps the Torah should give way. So said the Chazon Ish, you need to understand the Torah, the wagon of Klal Yisrael, of the Torah, this is a loaded wagon. This didn't start off yesterday, last week, last year. This is a wagon which has been going from the time of Kabbalas HaTorah. And we have got in our wagon, we've got the Nevi'im, we've got the Tanu'im, we've got the Amoru'im, we've got the Rishonim, Wa'acharonim. This is a wagon which has been loading and loading and loading for the last 3,000 years, and here you're coming along with your as of yet unproven brand new state. It's an empty wagon, and you want that our loaded wagon should give way, and that you should have the right of the way to our loaded wagon. You as of yet are an empty wagon, you haven't yet proven yourself, so your wagon, the empty wagon, has to give in and give way to our loaded wagon. That's what the Chazon Ish told him. And that's a Moedika lesson for each and every one of us. Today we know the world outside is on a collision course with the Derech HaTorah. It doesn't go together. It's either one or the other. And it's a very inviting world outside. And sometimes we wonder, who has got right of way? They say, we have right of way. You have to get over the side and make way for us. When you go back to Poland and you come to these kavurim of Rabbeinu HaRamul, Rabbeinu HaMashal, and all the other gedolim, you suddenly become aware that the Derech HaTorah that we are keeping and the way we're behaving, this is not something from yesterday, from last week, from last month. This preceded the EU. This preceded everything which we know about of the common today, the government and the European nations. This is long, long before. Rabbeinu HaRamul is a parish on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, this is the Tor, the Rif, Rambam. This is the Gemara. This is the Mishnah. This is all a Hemshech. And we have to see to become part and parcel of that Mesoira. And that's what it makes you aware. When you go to Poland and you see these kavurim from hundreds of years ago, which we are all still conducting ourselves according to what the Ramo says, every sif kut in the Ramo is noigeya for us bisman hazeh, then it makes us aware. What is ma chayvusoy shel udam boilumoy, writes the Mesillas Yeshurim. And you'll be going Amir Hashem to Lublin. In Lublin, you'll see the magnificent palace of Torah, which the Lublin Aruv built, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. There's a Gevaldig Gevort, which the Lublin Aruv wrote, said just a few days before he was Nifter. He was only 47 years old when he was Nifter. And at the time, his yeshiva was in very, very difficult financial straits. They had no money to keep it going. And the Lublin Aruv left his yeshiva and he came to Warsaw. And in Warsaw, he had a meeting with various askonim there. How can they raise money from the yeshiva? And one of the people who was there that meeting, his name was Rabbi Alexander Zishia Friedman, Hashem Yimkom Dumoy. You might have heard of him. He wrote the famous Sefer Man Yono Shel Torah, famous Sefer, and he was killed in the Second World War. And after Ramay Shapira was Nifter, he wrote a hesped about Ramay Shapira. And in this hesped, he wrote this last conversation which he had heard from Ramay Shapira, literally just a few days before he was Nifter. And Ramay Shapira focused on a vort, on a pusik which we just read yesterday in Parshas Bahaloischo. The Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, we want to eat meat, please Moshe Rabbeinu, give us meat to eat. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma'ayin li buso, from where do I have meat? Lo seis l'chol ha'omazeh. And he carries on and he says, you know, when they come to ask me meat, Honoichi Harisis Omazer, did I give birth to this nation that I should have to worry about them? Kasha Yisa Ho'oimen Es Hayoinik, like an Oimen holds a little baby. V'mkocha ato oiseli, and if this is how you're going to treat me, says Moshe Rabbein to Rabbi Nishloilem, hogeini no horoig val ere berusi. I'd rather die and I shouldn't see berusi. Said Moshe Rabbein Shapira, agavaldig avod, and this was one of the last things which he said publicly before he was nifter. Moshe Rabbeini, we know, is the Udoin Hanaviim, the greatest of all Naviim. He was 40 days in Shemayim, Pe'al, Pe'al, Dababoy, and the Rabbi Shalom gave him over the Torah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Now come along the Yidden to Moshe Rabbeini. The Yidden want to have meat, steak, roast beef, roast chicken, whatever it is. So who are you going to approach to ask for a piece of meat? They go to Moshe Rabbeini. Say, Moshe Rabbeini, please give us meat. Moshe Rabbeini, Udoin Hanaviim, is that who you ask for a piece of meat? You want meat, you go to a cook, you go to the butcher store. You don't ask the Udoin Hanaviim for a piece of meat. Imagine somebody today was to go to the Moshe Feinstein, to the Bliyashiv, to Shlomo Zalman Oibach, and say, could you help me? I'm stuck in my game of Monopoly. Could you advise me how, you know, you're standing there in a queue waiting to go in, to the Gudel HaDor, to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Can you help me? I need to do the next move in my Monopoly game, or Scrabble, or whatever it should be. If she could advise me, you're such a clever person, please advise me, what should be my next move in Scrabble and Monopoly? Says Moshe Rabbeini, Ma'ayin li buso, Vikim de Semir Fleisch. What connection do I have with Fleisch? This is the address that they're coming to. Ma'ayin li buso, where do I have meat from? Luseis l'cholam azeh, that they come running to me. Please, Moshe Rabbeini, you give us meat. Says Moshe Rabbeini, if they come to me for meat, you know what that's comparable to? That's comparable kasha yiso ho. Oymen es hayoinek. Said Ramay Shapir, what is an oymen? An oymen doesn't mean a babysitter. Oymen means somebody who's an expert, a world expert, a groyser mimcha. It's called an oymen. Imagine you're looking for a babysitter. So where do you go? You phone up a world famous nuclear physicist, a great scientist, and you say, I need your help. I've got to go out for 2 hours. I need a babysitter. Could you hold my baby? For that, you can take a 15-year-old girl to be a babysitter. For a babysitter, you don't phone up a world-famous nuclear physicist. Said Moshe Rabbeini, Ma'ayin libusa, if they come and ask me for meat, that's comparable kashi yiso ha'oymen es hayoynik. It's like asking a famous, great physicist, scientist, a great mimcha, that he should be the one to hold the baby. And if that's unfortunately what it has come to, said Moshe Rabbeini, Vimkucha ato oiseli, hogeini no horoig val ere berusi. I'd rather leave the world if that's what I'm supposed to be. And writes to Alexander Zisha Friedman, this is what Ramay Shapira said just a few days before he was nifter. And he understood what Ramay Shapira was saying as follows. He was one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas, one of the greatest Mabitzei Torah. And suddenly he was forced to go along, going knocking from door to door, begging for money, after he'd been for 6 years traveling around the world trying to raise money for the yeshiva and built this yeshiva. And now once the yeshiva's been built and he wants to give the shiurim to, he sees, he still doesn't go. He's got to go again on the campaign trail and try and raise money. And what he was saying was, "Vemkocha ato oiseli." If this is going to be my future, just to become a collector, and I can't be the Marbitz Torah, which really that's my tafkid in this world, "Hogeini no horoig val ere berusi." And this is leider what happened. Just a few days later, he suddenly became ill, and from 1 minute to the next, he was nifter. But when you come to Lublin, you'll see that Ramay Shapira's sacrifice wasn't in vain. Until the time of Ramay Shapira, people would go to yeshiva. There were yeshivas before Chachmei Lublin. You had Volozhny Yeshiva, Miri Yeshiva, and many other yeshivas. What was the innovation of Chachmei Lublin was that Chachmei Lublin was the first yeshiva where there was a dormitory, where there was a dining room. There was even things that you don't have today in any yeshivas. There was a dentist room. The dentist would come to the yeshiva. Any bochim needs to see the dentist? The dentist would come there. There was a doctor's room. The doctor would come there. There was a laundrette. Everything was taken care of. And Rabbi Shapira made a revolution that from then onwards people understood, if you want to have a center of Limud HaTorah, it goes hand in hand together with Kovod HaTorah. You can't have Limud HaTorah only where you have Kovod HaTorah. And Rabbi Shapira understood, if you want to uplift Limud HaTorah, you have to uplift Kovod HaTorah. And today we see an entire world, everybody today is going on this derech, which Rav Meir Shapira was the founder of this derech, that he showed us that you can only have Limud HaTorah where you have Kovod HaTorah. And this is all part and parcel of the way we behave, of the way we dress, of the way we act. It all goes together. If a person wants to be on this level, he's got to have the right covered. Tani covered la Torah. You have to give the correct covered Torah. The way you sit, the way you behave. This is all part and parcel of the way how a person can be zoicha to become a ben aliyah. The Chofetz Chaim writes, al derech zeh, we know every morning we make a brucha. Elokai, Neshama shenasata bi, tahoirahi, ato baruso, ato yitzato, ato nefachto bekibi, and so on. And it explains the Chofetz Chaim. You know what we're trying to say in this bracha? This bracha is a declaration. Who am I and what am I? You know who I am? I have in me a neshama. That neshama, we know, is a chelek. Elokai mimal, chatsiva mitachas kisya kovet. Our neshama comes from upstairs in Shemayim, underneath the kisya kovet. And now it's been put inside each and every one of us. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu said, ma'ayin libusu lusit l'chol mazeh, is this what I'm supposed to be doing in this world? Just doling out meat? That's not who the Udin Hanavim, that's not what his tafkid is. Similarly, each and every one of us, sometimes, very often in life, we are faced with temptations. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go here, I want to go there. We have to ask ourselves, who am I? I said this morning, Rabbi Nishlam, you've given me a neshama, neshama tahoira, ata barus, ata yitzato. Is this pasandik? Is this bekovedik for my neshama? Will my neshama enjoy this? Will my neshama have hanor from this? Just pasnish for my neshama. So in Kruka, hopefully if you have time, you'll go to a shul, a famous shul called the Shul of Reb Isaac Reb Yekel. This is literally 1 minute's walk from the Beis HaChaim. You'll see that the Shul of the Ramor, the Beis HaChaim, and 1 minute's walk right behind, there's a very big shul. It's called the Shul of Reb Isaac Reb Yekel. And this shul has in it a Moedika lesson for each and every one of us. And many Bale Musa and many Bale Chassidus would often relate the story of Reb Isaac Reb Yekel. Reb Isaac Reb Yekel was a Yid who lived in Kruka, I don't know, 300-400 years ago. His name was Reb Isaac Reb Yitzchok, the son of Reb Yaakov. In the olden times, that's how people be referred to. Reb Isaac Reb Yekel, Reb Yitzchok, the son of Reb Yaakov. And he one day, he had a dream. In his dream, he dreamt that in a faraway city of Prague, there's a large treasure buried underneath the main bridge crossing the river in Prague. And he had this a dream reoccurring a few nights, one after the other. There's a large treasure underneath the bridge in Prague. Fine, again and again, can't be just stumped. He picked himself up and he travelled the long way, the whole way from Kruka to Prague. He comes there to Prague with his spade and shovel, and under the main bridge there, he starts digging. After 5 minutes, suddenly, a soldier comes over to him. In the olden times, bridges were strategic things, even today as well. They're guarded for terrorism and whatnot. So in the olden times, there were also used to be soldiers by each side. And he sees this fellow starting digging underneath the bridge. So he said to him, excuse me, what do you think you're doing here? So he said, I couldn't not tell him. He had to tell him. He said, I had a dream that there's a treasure buried under the bridge here, and I'm digging here for this treasure. So the man said to him, you're a silly fellow that you are. Because of some silly dream that you had, you're going to come along, you really believe it, and you start digging. You should know, I've also been having a dream. I've been having a dream that in the town of Crooker, there is a Jew there called Reb Isaac Reb Yekel, and in his back garden is buried a large treasure. Do you think I'm going to schlep the whole way to Crooker because of a silly dream to go and dig there? I'm not going there. So the Yid said to the guard, did you really have such a dream? He said, yeah, I've been having such a dream. So he didn't tell him, I'm Reb Isaac Reb Yekel, I've just turned up from Crooker. So thank you very much. He went straight back home, and he started digging in his back garden, and he found a large treasure. And with this treasure, he built this large shul, massive shul, beautiful shul. And this shul was known and still standing at the Yoy Mazer, the shul of Reb Isaac Reb Yekel. And many Gedolim would say over this story as a moiridika limud, a moiridika lesson to each and every one of us. In English, there's a saying, the grass is greener on the other side. People are often very quick to say, you know, if only I was there, if only I had this, if only I had that. The grass is always greener on the other side. But like the Pusik says in Parsha Shmois, Rabbi Shem said to Moshe Rabbeini, Ha'oretz asher ta'oymed aleha ad mas koideshi. The very spot where you are standing is ad mas koidesh. Don't go and say, if only I was over there, I would be azoy nazoy. Ha'oretz asher ta'oymed aleha ad mas koidesh. So therefore, the story of Rabbi Isaac Reb Yekel teaches us that this Yid had to schlep the whole way to Prague to find out about the treasure which was buried in his backyard. Now the tachlis of your going on this trip to Poland isn't just to find out that there were once upon a time there were great Gedolim, the Ramul, the Mashal, Rabbi Shapira, the Rebbe Melech, the Andre Gedolim. Rather, you go there and you learn about how these Gedolim, who had none of the luxuries that we have today and that we take all so for granted, and they got to where they got to through their hard work and through their Mesiras Nefesh. That is for us a wake-up call to make us realize the treasure that each and one of us have buried in our very own back garden. And that if we try our hardest and we try our best, then we can be zoicha, and then we can get there. There's a beautiful word which the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Cheskel Sana, used to say over. He was once traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Barak. Now, in the old times, there was no TomTom and no navigation system. So you had to just hopefully find the way, and if you didn't, you got lost. So by mistake, instead of making a left into Bnei Barak, they made a left too early, and they ended up in Tel Aviv. And they were driving around and around, trying to find the way to Bnei Barak, and they couldn't find the way. So they did what they used to always do in the old times, stop the car and ask a person for directions, how do you go to Bnei Barak? And the fellow said, simple, just go straight, yashar, just go straight. Fine, they go straight along the road, and after 2 minutes, the road forks into two. There's a left-hand fork and a right-hand fork. Well, what do you do now? So they got lost again, they stopped somebody else, and the next person told them the same thing, yashar, just go straight. But again, the road bends and it turns, and this was going on and on. They stopped a few people, but yet they couldn't find the way. So eventually, they stopped somebody else and said, please help us. Everyone's telling us straight, and we can't find the way. So this fellow said, I've got for you an eitzah. You see that bus over there? That bus is going to Bnei Barak. So you just travel behind the bus. It'll take you a bit longer. You have to start and stop every time with the bus. But you travel behind the bus, and you'll get there. When Rabbi Cheskel Sana heard the words of this Yid, he said, ah, gewaldig, now I understand the pshat in the Pusik. The Pusik says, Yeshurim Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchibom, Ipoishim Yikoshlibom. Yeshurim Darkei Hashem, the ways of Hashem are a derech hayosha. It's a straight route. You couldn't lose the direction even if you tried. It's straight. Unfortunately, we know it doesn't always seem so straight. Suddenly we get diverted here, we get lost there. There are all these diversions which cause us to become distracted, and we lose focus and we lose the direction. What is the Derech HaYosha? What's the correct, what's the straight route? Tells us the Pusik, there is an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? Tzadikim Yelchi Bom. Tzadikim, they are going on the Derech HaYosha. So follow the example of the Tzadikim. Learn from the Derech of the Tzadikim and you'll get there. Ipoishim Yikosh Libom. Don't follow the direction of the Poishim, of those who are unfortunately sinners, because Yikosh Libom, you'll just trip up. You'll just lose your direction because they're not going there. You'll never get there. So the Eitzah is, tells us the Pusik, Tzadikim Yelchibah. When you go to the Kvorim, so the part of the Tachlis is not merely just to daven there, but rather be each kaver to find out who was this Tzadik? What did he tell us? What can I learn from him? How can I emulate him? How can I have some way, in some small little way, some type of connection to this tzaddik? If I hear this tzaddik got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he went outside and he cleared the shovel, the snow to get to go to learn, I can't do that. But at least when I get up at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and I come for davening, at least I should be on time, not walk in late. If they could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and shovel the snow and they had the holes in their shoes and yet they went and there was no heating in shul, so halavai, at least I should be on time for davening. So that's a kabbula, some type of small kabbula you make for yourself. And through that a person is zoicha. When you'll be in Lezhensk, Emet Hashem, you'll see there on the wall of the base of the oil, there's a very large tefillah which is written, a famous tefillah from the Rebbe of Melech. It's kedai, everyone should say it, gewaltig, a beautiful tefillah from the Rebbe of Melech. And when I was saying this tefillah once in Lezhensk, as I was saying it, suddenly occurred to me a machshava, and I'd never thought of it before. The Rebbe Melech writes in his tefillah that we ask Rabbeinu and Shloim, V'sismach v'sispoa buni v'nasa pri lemala v'shoirish lemata, which means as follows. Please, Rabbeinu and Shloim, V'sismach, I want that you should rejoice, V'sispoa buni, Rabbeinu Shloim, you should be proud of us, should be proud of me. And I thought to myself, wow, isn't that an amazing thing to ask for? I want that not only I should be yoitze, mekayim the Torah, mitzvahs, I want that the Rabbeinu Shloim should be proud of me. How can us nowadays in our world, we can ask Rabbeinu Shloim, I don't merely want that I should be yoitze, but I want noch even more. V'sismach v'sispoa buni. I want Rabbeinu Shloim, you should be proud of me. And then I realized actually afterwards, we sing this every single day in davening. In Boruch Sha'oma, we say, "Iveshirei David Avdecho, Na'alelecho, Na'gadlecho, Na'shabecho, Inefu Erecho." Inefu Erecho means that we should bring glory, pride to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And in the Eitz Yosef, he explains that this tefillah in the Fo'ercho, this is what we say every day in the Brichas Yotze Oy, Yotze Amoyes, Va'alma Oyre Oyshe Yotzato, Heima Yefo'aricho Selo. That the Rabbeinu Shloim created the world, Va'alma Oyre Oy, the entire creation, all the stars and the galaxies, Heima Yefo'aricho Selo. They are giving glory to Hashem. Why are they giving glory to Hashem? To explain the Mephoshim, it's never yet happened, ever. You know, there's an exact time of Zricha Sachama, Shkia Sachama, Tzei Sachama. It's never yet happened that the sun, by mistake, started to shine 5 minutes late, or Shkia Sachama was 5 minutes early. It's never yet happened in the history of the world, except when Yeshia stopped the sun for an hour then. Oh, but besides that, it's never happened that for some reason, part of the Bria, you know, started late, came too early. Everything is exact to the millionth, billionth, trillionth of a second. Chok nusam v'lo yavoy. The Bria is serving, doing the roots Hashem. Chok nusam v'lo yavoy. This is the pshat v'alma oire oy shiatzato. That you have made the creation. Heimo yefarich osela. They are giving glory to Hashem. How they're fulfilling the command of Hashem without ever deviating the smallest split second. And this is be'emes what we have to learn from Hashemayim mesaprin kavoid keil in Masa Yudov Magid Harakia. The Shemayim is mesaprin kavoid keil. The fact that Shemayim is constantly for thousands of years, never second late, never second early, but exactly how the Baruch Hashem has told it, this is the greatest shira to Rabbi Nishleilam. Hey, my farich asela. So we say we've got to emulate them. If a shira duvid avdecho nahalecho nagadlecho nashabecho inefu erecho, we should bring glory to Hashem. Says writes the Rebbe Melech. This is what we've got to focus on. The sismach versus boe buni. Our bakusha is Rabbi Nishleilam. We want that you should be proud of us. You know, every child wants that his parents should be proud of him. So we are all bunim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And when we go in the derech of these tzaddikim, and we try, despite all the nesyonis which we know we are all faced with nowadays in this world, and the person tries his best, he tries his hardest, although it's not easy, but you try, this is what brings the Rabbi Nishloilem a moedik and nachas, and the Rabbi Shem Zoltaka helfen, that you should all be zoicha, to go and to daven well, and Zoltaka mekiyim veren this bakusha of the Rebbe Melech, the sismach, the sispua buni, the nasa shorish lamala, the nasa pri lamala, the shorish lamata, omen ken yirutzoy.